Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. Commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella. And today, first off, I want to say Happy New Year. Second, I want to introduce you to our newest team member, Adrian Fajardo. He is working with us as part of the SkillBridge program. So welcome to the show, Adrian. How's it going?
It's great to be here. It's my first one. I'm very excited.
Your first podcast? I didn't know that.
My very first guest. I'm really, really excited.
Welcome to the podcast circuit. Hey, everyone, get this guy on your show. He's an amazing person and an even better investor. So super excited to, one, be working with you. We've known each other about over a year. But two, working in a daily capacity. So, Adrian, would love to kind of for you to, you know, explain who you are and how this ended up becoming to be as part of SkillBridge.
Yeah. So, not to delve deep in my story, so I just give you a little background.
Dive deep. Tell the people who you are, right? Everyone's got a story willing to tell.
All right. Now you've done it. So here we go. So I grew up in the Philippines, moved to the US, by the age of 21, so that's back in 2011. I had to go back to school, and then I happened to join the Army. And then being in the Army, I started working with a job I did initially was working with the Apache helicopter. So I've never worked with anything mechanical. I know, right? Crazy.
Hey, me neither.
So after that, then I transitioned to becoming an officer in the Army and then landed in Texas. So what got me really is, I'm always a person who, even, you know, before going to school, I always know that I'm not going to become an employee. I've always looked for a way to better myself, maybe start a business and do some investing. While being in the Army, I did my research, just figuring out how to set myself up in the future, and landed with real estate investing. And which led me to this SkillBridge, because as I'm transitioning out of the Army, a SkillBridge is a program that helps soldiers intern to a job that they prefer as they get out.
Yeah. So would you say that it builds the bridge with the skills for you to be in civilian life?
Yeah, really. And the biggest part is, because the earliest you can join the Army is right out of high school, right? So if you think about it, people have not did, I mean, they could have done part-time jobs while they're in high school, but if the retirement years or to get a retirement pay in the Army is to, or military in general, is to serve 20 years. So if you're joined at the age of 16, 17, coming out of high school and did the Army for 20 years, there are people who doesn't really know how to become an employee or how to apply for this and that, or just do a regular employee task. So what the military decided to do is to help with that transition for those who've served for more than 20 years, let's create a program where they can ease to the civilian sector. And it doesn't, you know, hurt them a lot in terms of responsibilities, because we're still getting paid our regular paycheck with our current rank. And so it definitely eases that transition and going to civilian life out of the military. So yes, it does bridge in that gap. Because it is a huge sudden lifestyle change, being in the military and then going back into the civilian sector.
As Adrian knows, I'm not very regimented comparative to, I'm sure, the military lifestyle. We're not getting up at 5 a.m. doing boot. Adrian's helping me with that. Doing 5 a.m. wake ups, just doing boot camp and everything else.
Yeah.
But no, that's great. And can anyone within the military, like all service lines, qualify for this? Do you know? Because we had Adam Labar, who's on the Air Force. You're in the Army. So I'm sure you could do it for each aspect. But I asked that selfishly for like to let any of the listeners out there who are like, man, one day I would love to do this. We're like, you can do it. We're here for
you. Yes. So as anything, you know, any program in the military, you do have to get the blessing of your higher up. So yes, it is at their discretion. Now, to that point, because you're still in, lack of a better term, they're still in their books. So you're not technically out of their unit yet, and they still have a responsibility over you. The SkillBridge allows you to get out of your current position earlier than your exit date, or we call the ETS date, when you actually leave the Army. So I per se, I guess if you're an Uber important person, you have a position where they can't fill in that spot as soon as possible, there is that chance where your chain of command may not allow you to do CSD. Unfortunately enough, you know, I have a great relationship with my leadership, and yeah, they allowed me to participate in the program. To answer your question, yes, everyone can apply, but in the end, it's still at the discretion of your chain of command to allow it.
As with all podcasts and everything real estate, it's all about the relationships you build.
Exactly.
And over communicate.
Yeah.
You know, never heard that on a podcast before, but no, that's good. And I just want to let everyone else know that is like, as you think of your exit out of the Armed Services, first off, thank you for your service if you're listening. Two, thinking of that exit, right? You can develop it. And from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, generally a 3 to 6 month window is the, you know, anywhere in between, given permission or approval.
Yeah, so Mike hit the nail there right in the head that if you did yourself a favor and actually did some long-term planning and put that idea in the ears of your, you know, your supervisor ahead of time, like, hey, I'm planning to do this. So they're not blindsiding, saying like, what, you're going to be gone for, you know, earlier than what we anticipated. That just puts you in a better position to get approved. So yes, to Mike's position, you can even do it a year earlier. If you know your exit date, you can start filling out the application form, because it'll take a while before it gets approved. But then if you put it in their line of sight, yes, you do have a higher chance of getting approved because they prepared for you for your absence.
Gotcha. So good to know. I didn't know. I only heard the 3 to 6 months, but hey, Marina, that's how we're doing this, right? We get to learn every day.
A lot of things behind the curtains, Mike.
I didn't get the right password or clearance, I guess, but no, that's super helpful. So what made you want to do the SkillBridge program? Like, what was set of circumstances or like the things that made you really just draw to the program in general?
Okay. Well, that is an interesting question, because it is, well, it goes down to your goals, right? For me, at least, I'm not speaking for everyone, but for me, I wanted to do this full time, right? If I wanted
this
to do
as in real estate?
Real estate okay. Investment, yes. Because if I wanted to do a full-time job and do this part-time, then I wouldn't even bother doing this. But for my case, I wanted to do this full-time. So it just helps a lot better that on certain taskings. You know, I worked for what, early a week at the SkillBridge. But there are things that I would only discover if I closed a deal or placed in Mike's shoes. And then I would realize it for the first time. So I knew ahead of time that, you know, just being in the SkillBridge program and being part of the RAND community, that I would already be exposed to things that I would encounter down the road. So at least now I'm not seeing it for the first time, and I have firsthand experience with less liability on my part, a lot less of risk, and learning it from those who have established it, has systems and patterns to do when things happen.
Yeah, and I think it's, You're learning to ride the bike, except crash the bike. You got training wheels on. Yeah. You're seeing it vertically integrated, right? So you're peeking behind a very different curtain than I think a lot of investment firms that have third-party property management, which, good, bad, or indifferent, there's a lot of people like, I want to grow a property management company. There's people who don't. Either are okay, but it's just growing two different businesses. And so you get to see and have access to a lot of different meetings that many other, I mean, they exist, but it's very different focused, mm-hmm. right? So I think that's a very just powerful thing, is to see it so that when it comes to your own deals, when you do them, you're prepared, ready to go, and you've seen the same hurdles. Because as with any takeover, like, real estate is not anything new, right? You buy it, you're going to improve the value of the property. You're going to handle residents. There's going to be hurdles. Some of them are on a pandemic basis. Some of them are interpersonal, but you get to see all the different problems and how the web is made. So
very and which also ties up to, for everyone who's doing this, choice of company too, because if I would have chosen a company that's well-established like many, many years, then the connecting the dots between where you currently stand and what they're trying to do, you've missed a lot of the, I guess, the major milestones in between. So it's also a critical aspect to pick a company where they're not too established down the road, because there's been too much of a gap that you missed. yeah, and to the point why I picked them.
Good segue. Very clean segue. And that's the thing, right? And even if you skill braid and you're like, I want to own car company, mechanic shop, all these things, you have to have the vision of what you want and learn from the people who are doing it. So Adrian picked real estate, but there's infinite way. I've heard people doing following doctor, what was it? I think like different doctors and mentorships mm-hmm. and whatever. So
yeah,
I think the biggest thing for those who are listening are like, well, how do I get those opportunities? To be honest, someone came to us and like, do you want free labor? Because you don't have to pay me. Mm-hmm. And as any startup or any business, getting free labor is a huge piece. and it's, you know, it's no charge to you because the army and the military are paying for your salary. And that's a big component of it to making sure you're not getting compensated, but you're getting the experience and the know-how, which is just super important and powerful. So I think whatever your vision is outside of it, just follow it and just mirror the people who are already doing it and good things will happen.
Yeah. And also that could be also an in. So for those who are applying, let's say you want to apply to a certain company, you can intern with them. So they at least get to know you. And then in the end of your internship, they can assess if you're a great fit of their company or not. So it's basically a no risk in to a company that you want to potentially work in the future.
Yeah. No, exactly. And there may be some education, right? Because when I first heard about this program, well, this sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
Yes.
Is it my absolute skepticism portrayed by an auditor in a past life? Absolutely. Yeah. But it's just important that, you know, you develop this channel, right? Have the people like Adam did it. Now you did it. Adam closed on an Airbnb during his time. And even for us too, is we understand that you're learning how to run a business, but you're also building your own business. So I think for those looking to work with Rand, it's like Adrian, I got to sit through some of Adrian's broker calls. I was like, Adrian, here's how I would have done it, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's not just all like, hey, help me out. I understand as a as part of this, but it's important that I know as you're part of the SkillBridge program is that you're trying to build your own business. So I realize that there's the calling brokers and there's the underwriting and there's the asset management. So there's a lot of different aspects. And I realize in 3 months, I can't go like, here you go. Here, Adrian, is the playbook of life and how to do it. But you're getting familiar with how to run the business and how to do each of these things. So, anything else am I missing, Adrian?
No, just to sum that up, like we have a term on setting your soldiers up for success. That's definitely it. Like, you've set a trail that's not too harsh for the people following that they actually have a tendency to fail. By doing this, you know, like you've mentioned, you've allowed me to develop myself, yet you show me how you would run things. So just connecting the dots, that just increases your chance for succeeding with what you want to do.
Well, and two is like how I do it may be different how you do it. So I'm not going to be like, here's how you need to do it. I'm going to let you be a peacock and fly for those fans of the other guys, the movie. But it's just important that you're figuring out this business as well. Like I don't, you know, I'm not underwriting every deal Adrian underwrites. We were talking about a deal earlier. I was like, Adrian, you're out of your mind. Like this could be something, right? Yeah. Just from hearing so many deals. But that's my experience of being in the business. You know, it's not very long, 2.5 years, but you start to see things that are good deals and hear the key things. And so who knows, hopefully the deal works out, but if not, there's going to be more that come across the desk in the next couple months and beyond. So, it's just important that way. And it's working with the foundational piece of like underwriting and then hearing property manager calls and just seeing everything so that it makes you a better investor. That's my mission, is to help you become a better investor. If you want to be passive, active, whatever, my duty is to make you a better investor. So Adrian, what have you learned so far? What are the couple of few favorite things that you've learned so far in your, I'd say short time, but I feel like you've learned a lot.
Oh gosh, yes. So at least for me, you know, when I listen to this podcast for Jake and Gino, Jake always asks at the very end, which I always question myself too when I meet people who are more experienced than I, more intelligent than I, is what are the small things you do day to day that that sets you apart or makes you successful, right? Because in the end of the all, we all think of like this big acts that people do, and that's what made them successful. Actually, no, it's this small, consistent things you do every single day that actually places you in a position where when the big opportunities come, you're prepared. And being with Mike, like we had this Zoom call almost every single day, and I've seen his patterns, like his scheduling. And I put it in contrast to what I do every single day. I didn't realize that there's these gaps of hours I do that actually just waste my time. It's not bringing me closer to what I wanted to do. So, and it's these things that unfortunately I only have a glimpse because we do have a Zoom call together. We, you know, hours on end, I do see what he does every single day. And I contrast that to what I'm currently doing. And I see now the gap, why I'm where I am and why Mike is where is at. So those are the things that I
learned. Learned that from Jake too. Don't worry.
Okay. So see that
I take no credit for that.
Yeah, that behind the scenes of these people who are well experienced and were, you know, well more knowledgeable than where you are, there's things behind it that we do behind closed doors that made them successful. And I just realized this because of being in the skill people. Another thing is, at least in the business aspect, there's actually a lot more tracking than I thought, right? Like, I mean, in my mind, obviously,
you think it was an ATM, just we have money guns. Like,
yeah, so if you're not well established, right? Like, let's say if you do have systems in place and you know what you're doing, there's a tracking system that I forgot to mention is that if you can track it, you can change it. That they do track and keep note of minor statistics or metrics actually does play a huge role. And I guess just the organization skills that they put into this. These are like huge, you know, worth of weight and gold just being part of the program. That the meetings that they held, the conversations that they have between the property managers. Yeah, I would have not seen this. I mean, I would have seen it to a different company.
You'd have learned real quick.
Yeah, like you would see it in the bottom line, right? And definitely have to change right away. But now at least I don't have to lose dollars in order to learn that lesson. So a lot of vital, and it's just, I've just been in the program in such a short time and I learned a lot. So I'm really looking forward to the rest of the months ahead.
Yeah, and I think Adrian's referring to just like our rhythms of accountability. So yes, what we have is, we have a weekly property manager meeting. On a weekly basis, we have we review our pulse document, which is our numbers that we input every week. And so what that does is if you notice the path changing a little bit, it allows you to put the bumpers up and course correct and go in the right direction. Adrian's seen it for established properties, recently taken over properties. And so it's just super important that you have that, right? It's like weight loss, right? I myself am working on losing some weight. I'm measuring the calories and macros and my workouts. And I know if I don't measure my stuff for a week, I'm like, yeah, all right, let me have that one more cookie or let me do this, right? But if you keep measuring it every week, the critical numbers and the activities kind of leads back to the first thing is like the habit. If you have the correct habit, you won't be overweight. So I think it's just a combination of just making sure you're accountable to yourself first. You know, I'm not making Adrian accountable to show up every day and deal with me every single moment, but he's to himself becoming accountable on how many brokers he calls. And even, I mean, I'm not asking, but he's letting me know, hey, here's what happened. I'm proving out my business, not in a like, hey, look at me, but as a matter of like just being accountable to himself because, you know, it's important, right? It's going to take a lot of time we're building a 10-year plus business. So it's going to take some time. And I've told that to Adrian and Jake has told that to me. Yeah. And so this thing takes time to build. And I'm just, one, super thankful for Adrian for being part of the program and super too proud of him in the limited time that we've had, but how quickly he's grasped the team culture, the knowledge of what's going on and just the ability to jump in. So anyone needs an example of a SkillBridge candidate, Adrian and Adam Labar from a previous episode are amazing candidates. I'd highly recommend. Surprise on Adrian. So
yeah.
Adrian, we always like to ask our guests, what is their investor pro tip? So what is your one investor pro tip for our listeners out there?
Okay. If I could only give one, yet try not to see as your a goal or closing a property as a like end of the role kind of thing. Because like what Mike said, we're trying to build, this is the last 10 years. Now, not to toot my own horn or anything, I knew that when I start doing this, that I will succeed. Now, I'm not going to say it's
you are what?
I'm going to succeed.
Oh, okay.
Because
well, yeah, you got to show up. Yeah. If you're not going to succeed, yeah, then what the hell are you doing?
Well, to the point, it's because people set a time frame and mark that if I do this, if I do or don't do this or accomplish this or that in this time frame, then that's their gauge for succeeding or not. But for me, I'm going to say I'm not going to stop no matter what. So it might take me 2-3 years, maybe closing a deal, but I'm at a point where I'm going to be so determined that I'm not going to stop. So I guess my pro tip is just don't be discouraged on, you know, with other people, the other lanes, what they're doing, what they're succeeding. Focus on what you need to do every single day and don't stop. That's it. Don't measure it.
Measure the lead, not the lag.
Yeah, yeah. So don't, you know, gauge your success on a time frame or what other people are doing. Just keep doing what you need to do every single day and eventually you will get it.
And to piggyback off that, I would say the people you're envious of, ask them how they did that. Let them be the champions in your corner. Because that happened to me before. It was like, we weren't getting enough deals. I was getting frustrated. And then all the people who were closing deals, I'm like, hey, how'd you do that? And then they told me, and then they became kind of a mentor role for me. And then 2021, we did more deals than I've done in commercial real estate. So it's a momentum piece. So learn from the people who are doing, have them be your allies and champions. And if you're friends with people who are doing deals, then you'll become the person who does deals. So rechannel that envy into like learning from those people and good things will happen. So Adrian, if anyone has any SkillBridge questions or wants to get to know you or just wants to reach out, what's the best way they can reach out to you?
Yeah, you can reach me at my phone. You can reach me at 425-877-6276. That's my direct line. So 425-877-6276.
Yeah. Perfect, man. Well, Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, being part of SkillBridge and helping me. And for any investors who have any questions for me, please reach out to me at miket@grandcre.com. And until then, we will see you next week.